Welcome to the Bears Blowout. I'm Ben Chiswick, filling out my ballot as we speak. Lovie Smith for Coach of the Year. And who could argue with that? Lovie has led the Chicago Bears to a 10-4 record, one win shy of clinching the NFC North Championship. He has done so primarily with rookie quarterback Kyle Orton at the helm, and after a bumpy start to the season, Chicago has now won 9 of their last 10 games. But despite this success, Coach Smith made his best move of the season Sunday night against Atlanta, when he pulled Orton in favor of Rex Grossman, who is now the starter turned backup turned starting quarterback yet again, having recovered from a broken leg suffered in the preseason. For the first time this season, the story coming out of Chicago on Monday morning revolves around the offensive side of the football. But let's be clear, the defense was spectacular Sunday night in leading the Bears to a 16-3 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Ron Rivera's crew bounced back from their worst game of the season at Pittsburgh to give fits to Michael Vick and the Falcons on an ice-cold night that saw the wind chill dip to minus 8 degrees at Soldier Field. The banged-up unit lined up 5 defensive linemen most of the night, holding the league's top running game and most electrifying quarterback to only 3 points all game long. But holding on to only a 6-3 lead at halftime, Lovie Smith showed exactly why he is a premier coach in the NFL, by benching Kyle Orton in favor of Rex Grossman. The move exhilarated a Soldier Field crowd that was frozen to their seats and sparked a team looking for some offensive production. In the first half, Orton and the offense was stagnant, as the rookie out of Purdue completed only 2 of 10 passes for a grand total of 12 yards. The Bears' 2 first-half field goals were set up by wide receiver Bernard Berrien, first on a 37-yard end-around, and then on a big punt return just before the half ended. But Rex came in and moved the offense right away in the second half, completing a 22-yard pass to Musin Muhammad on his first play from scrimmage. In the end, on a frigid night that was not conducive to the passing game at all, Grossman was 9 of 16 for 93 yards. But more importantly, he energized a whole team and led them to a big 16-3 win. So now the Bears are in a position to clinch a divisional championship next week. And fittingly, they will travel to Green Bay to play on Christmas Day to do so. The NFL slate will actually be played on Saturday this week, as the Bears will have only one of 2 games played on Sunday. Earlier this month, Chicago beat the Pack 19-7 at Soldier Field, and they will look to stay undefeated in the division with a win in enemy territory. That would also put the Bears on the inside track for a first-round bye in the playoffs, with an outside chance at home field advantage if they can win out and Seattle loses out. A loss could leave them in a Week 17 dogfight for the playoffs with the Minnesota Vikings. Rex Grossman will almost surely be the starting quarterback, and he will have his work cut out for him against a defense that is tops in the NFL against the pass. Brett Favre and company have already reached a double-digit loss total on the season and are charging hard towards a top-10 draft pick, but they are most certainly not going to roll over in this one. It almost could not have been set up any other way. The Bears will look to clinch the division on Christmas Day at Lambeau Field, but will have to beat the Packers on their own turf if they want to celebrate. You might be able to guess who the big-time baller will be this week. The story in Chicago right now is all about the quarterback. Rex Grossman will likely get his first start of the 2005 season next week at Lambeau, with a chance to clinch the division against the NFL's best pass defense. His performance will mean far more than just a win or a loss. Make no mistake about it. The Chicago Bears are a Super Bowl contender. Nobody wants a piece of that ferocious defense in the playoffs. But nobody is afraid of the offensive unit. If Rex can step up and make plays, Moose Muhammad becomes more of a weapon. Thomas Jones, already having a great season, finds himself with more running room and becomes more dangerous. The defense does not spend nearly as much time on the field, and they could well become even more dominant. The Chicago Bears begin to believe that they can come from behind in a game and maybe begin to score more than 16 points a game. The bottom line is that a playoff-bound team with a 10-4 record could have very well just gotten a whole lot better. Rex Grossman not only has the opportunity to step up as the big-time baller this week in Green Bay, but he can be the big-time baller for the Bears down the stretch and into the playoffs as they pursue their Super Bowl aspirations. Every week I have done this show, I have picked the Bears to win. Every week, they have obliged. If you've been listening, you've probably caught on, but there's no reason to mess with success at this point. Sunday will be a tough, grinded-out game in the cold. It will be exactly the kind of game that makes the Bears-Packers rivalry what it is. A losing team with nothing to play for other than their rival's misery. But the Bears are too close, and they will not let that happen. The return of Rex will create all the momentum they will need, and the stout Bears defense will keep the aging Brett Favre on the seat of his pants more often than not. Bears 24, Packers 6. Go ahead and call your bookie. That's it for the Bears blowout this week. I'm Ben Chiswick saying, in lovey we trust. See you next week.